This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back for the continuation of Colin Hastings' Tri-Cities hometown story. How do you think your dad being involved in the state legislature as well as in Congress, how do you think that's helped shape or guide you personally?
So, you know, I think it shows that, you know, taking a stand on something is important. But being able to, you know, work across the aisles and find common ground is most important. And it's not just in politics, but it's in everything in life, whether it's negotiating contracts, if it's taking a position or strategy on what your business or your, in my case, nonprofits, what the future looks like. You got to be able to work with many folks. So I think just taking that away in my observation of how my dad worked and then doing it behind the scenes. You know, I think that there's something to be said when you're the quiet leader. And then when you do say something, people will listen, and there's more value in that than always trying to come up with the ideas or being the person that's always throwing out your ideas and sharing your ideas. So I think that's maybe a genetic trait maybe that the Hastings have as well too. And so I've taken that away. I think it's more important to listen and come to a conclusion and then work a way to find the common path. And that's what is best for a lot of facets in life.
So I want to transition to where you are now. You've served as the executive director for the Pasco Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to start that over. So I want to transition to where you are today. And you serve as the executive director for the Pasco Chamber of Commerce. You've had that position since 2011. What about that position appealed to you?
You know, a lot really did. You know, at the time when that came up, I was the vice president of the Tri-City Regional Chamber. I was there for a couple years. Prior to that, I had my own different businesses that I had throughout town. I had a small cherry orchard. I had some real estate that I was, so I was a landlord in Richland. Had a couple drive-through coffee shops, had a restaurant. I had a new family as well too, and my wife was working remotely for the Building Industry Association. Needless to say, my business ventures didn't pan out how I envisioned they would be. I always jokingly say, especially with the restaurant, that was my master's in business, because I spent about the same amount of money that it cost in going into debt, of learning really what it takes to run a business, really have a exposure to dealing with employees, crisis, payroll, management of cash flow, all that kind of stuff, and making critical snap decisions too. I don't think that anyone could get that sort of knowledge in a master's business degree. I mean, really, it's real life, school of hard knocks. So that being said, coming off of that, I, you know, definitely was wounded in the ego and financially as well too. There's an opportunity to work at the Chamber of Commerce in Tri-Cities. I didn't know much about it, but I took the opportunity and realized, hey, this is kind of cool. I like it. It quenches the entrepreneurial thirst that I have, and being with those type of folks that have that same mindset. But then getting a paycheck every 2 weeks was pretty nice too.
Sure.
And so that really exposed that to me. Pasco Chamber job opened up, and you know, being born and raised in Pasco, and just kind of, if you want to say, one of the older families in Pasco, that there's a sense of pride that kind of goes through the veins of our family. And so the Pasco Chamber was always very close to our family. My grandfather was a member of the Pasco Chamber. My dad as well, with Columbia Basin Paper and Supply, was actually the president of the Pasco Chamber in the late 70s. A lot of those names were still around, you know, 30 years later, that were still involved in the community, the Ed Rays of the world, the Gillette family, and so on and so forth. And so there was this nice connection still, and we all shared a passion for Pasco for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Not that Kennewick and Richland are any different, but the value into Pasco ran through my veins. So when the opportunity came up to take that position, I jumped at it. And it really met the best of both worlds. I found out that chamber life is pretty cool and rewarding, as well as a little bit more on the, it really clicked that box for the chamber side of, or for the passion side, mm-hmm. by being immersed into a hometown. And so that kind of lined up perfectly. Here we are, you know, 9 years later and still loving the job.
We'll be right back with Colin Hastings right after these messages.